Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And a good Sunday to you folks. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Listen, more than 2 million people are getting divorced each year in the U.S. alone. And I brought in an author that's an Atlanta native, and she's written this book, A Mom's Guide to a Good Divorce. Is that an oxymoron, a good divorce? Is there such a thing? Offers game-changing advice for post-divorce success. This is practical. It's a practical guide, debunks the myth of a broken home with helpful tips and often neglected details on a successful co-parenting during the most challenging time for a family. Now, it's Sarah Armstrong, and Sarah is a working businesswoman here in the Atlanta area for an international company, and a full-time job, a daughter, and she got a divorce in 2009, and she wrote this, as she said, through blood, sweat, and tears. So welcome to the studio, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, Belinda. Great to be here.
And give us a little background on how this book came to be. Obviously, you got a divorce.
I did. I got a divorce in 2009. It was definitely something that was a tough decision to make at the time. But over the course of the years following my divorce, I actually had a number of friends come to me that were going to trigger their own divorces and said, would you help me think through going through my divorce because of how you did it and how you are currently co-parenting with your ex-husband and for your daughter, Grace. My daughter, Grace, was 7 at the time when we got a divorce. And they said, would you help me? I said, I'd happily help you. I don't know what I have to offer, but I'll help you. And so I helped 4 very close friends through their divorces over the course of about 5 years. And through that period of time, by the end of the process, they would say to me, you need to write this down. I said, what do I need to write down? They said, all of this advice that you're giving. And I honestly didn't know what I was giving was so helpful, to be honest. I just thought it was how you did it. And so I thought about it, but I don't consider myself a writer. And I had never had a goal of writing a book on anything. So I was actually on a business trip in Latin America in January of 2014. And I was at dinner with colleagues, and actually a group of Latin American colleagues. And one of my friends and colleagues looked at me and he goes, Sarah, you're so happy. And I said, well, I am. And he goes, but you got divorced. And I looked at him and I said, well, Selman, getting a divorce isn't a death sentence. My ex-husband and I decided to no longer be married to each other. And there is definitely a life after going through a divorce
process. How far after the divorce was that?
This was in 2014. So it was almost at that 5-year mark.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I said to him, it was just such an interesting, and I said, you know, people have said that I should write a book and about the approach I took. And he goes, well, you really should. And so the next morning, I was flying actually to Cabo for a weekend away with my diversion, as I refer to him. And so I opened my laptop and I started writing. And the first line that I wrote was the line that you and I just talked about. I wrote, you know, this is written by a girl who never ever thought she would get a divorce, who ended up getting a divorce and what she learned along the way. And that was the first line I wrote on my computer. And then the second line, interestingly, was the first line of my book, because I'm actually not an advocate for divorce. I think people should stay married. If they can be happily married, that is what marriage, you know, that's, we all, I always say, no one intends to get divorced when you get married.
Right.
That's not the goal.
Well, my Former boss and mentor Neil Bortz said the greatest status symbol anyone can ever have is a long-term marriage. Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually a product. My parents have been married 48 years, very happily. I didn't think there was any other way to go through life than to be happily married.
And my parents have been married 52.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd like nothing more than a long-term marriage. Mm-hmm. I myself have just completed divorce proceedings. Mm-hmm. So I know the struggle that you're going through.
Yes. And it is a struggle. I think the thing about this book, you know, I talk about a good divorce, but it doesn't mean it's not a struggle.
I've never heard it phrased that way ever, a good divorce.
Well, and there's a story behind it. And it actually relates to my daughter, Grace. We were in the CVS at Piedmont Hospital.
Yeah.
A year after our divorce. So she was 8 and we were standing in line to check out, and there was a People magazine on the stand, and it had Jennifer Lopez and Mark Antony on the cover, and it was about their divorce. And she looks at me and she says, "Mommy, was that a good divorce or a bad divorce?"
Oh, wow.
And I looked at her and I said, "Well, Grace, I don't know. Can you explain the difference to me?" She goes, "Well, a bad divorce is when a mommy and daddy fight and scream and yell at each other, and a good divorce is when they're friends and they're nice to each other like you and daddy." And I stopped for a minute and I thought, wow. And I said, "Well, Grace, it's hard to tell from a magazine cover what their divorce is like." I said, but that's interesting to hear you say. And so I walked out of that CVS that day and I thought, whatever we've been doing, and we'd only been a year into it at that
point.
We'd only gone through what I call the year of first, which we might talk about it down the road. But I said, whatever we're doing something right.
Right.
Because Grace could actually think about the fact that even though she wasn't living in the same house with both of her parents, that it was a good divorce and that we did get along, you know. And again, regardless of what leads people to divorce, the aftermath of that does not need to be a negative thing.
Well, you have written a fabulous book, and I love the layout. It's short, it's simple. You touch on everything from the pre, the middle, and the post.
Yes.
So you can pick it up with whatever area that you're going through at the time, how to handle finances, how to deal with when you're getting ready to take the child out of the country, joint accounts, making a will, life insurance beneficiaries. It just endless. And so, folks, I'm sure you have questions for Sarah. I could keep her going for 5 hours myself, but, you know, I don't want to be selfish. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So if someone is just starting this process, and obviously there is some anger, hurt, resentment on both sides behind this, what is the first step that you tell your friends?
The first step is to try to step back, and even though it's an incredibly emotional process, there's a practical side of life. And when your kids are involved, trying to be as conscious to the impact of all of your decisions with them is so important. And so you always have to try to keep them in mind, even though there's so much emotion going on between you and your soon-to-be ex-husband. So I say mindset. One of my first things is mindset is essential. And if there's points when you're so emotional that you can't think clearly about those decisions you have to make around your children, then don't make them right at that point. Because the decisions you do make are going to impact that long term of how you're going to eventually co-parent with your ex-husband.
Okay, and give us an example of that.
So in terms of, there's decisions both in terms of your approach to how you're going to manage the scheduling with your ex-husband. There's an approach of how you're, if you're going to create two homes, what that's going to look like. All of these different decisions have to be thought through with your kids in mind. And sometimes you're just so caught up in the emotion of it all that it's almost like you have to press pause, you know, and allow yourself, you need to allow yourself the emotion.
Right.
The emotion is definitely there, but you also have to carve out some time where you can think rationally in a practical way about how am I going to raise my kids moving forward. And so that is one of the fundamental pieces.
And you don't want to put your child in the middle in a hurtful, vindictive place.
No, and that's so key. I mean, and again, easy, I know that's easier said than done in a lot of divorce situations. But one of the things with children, and depending on the children's ages, you know, if they're young children, they may not even understand what's going on. The older they get, they may understand, but you have to choose as two parents how much you share with your children, because they take all of that with them over the course of their lifetime. And I've had friends that have said, you know, my parents did not share a lot about why they got divorced and the dynamics between them, because what they focused on was us as their kids. And that was what I remember of our divorce. I have other friends that have said, my parents took me through every ugly detail. And those are the things I still bring with me. You know, and so it is, I think we have choices as parents to make in terms of what we do and don't share through this process, not protecting our kids to where they're living in a bubble, because life is hard and there's things that we all learn through this process. But it is definitely not something that you have to take them through every gory detail.
So don't overshare with your kids. You're unloading your problems and your pressures that you're going through with
your children.
They're not your equal in this.
No, your children are your children, and that is important, that you remain the parent and they are the children in this process.
We're speaking with Sarah Armstrong, the author of The Mom's Guide to a Good Divorce: What to Think Through When Children Are Involved. And this is not just for moms. You say you wrote it from a mom's perspective, of course, but it's practical advice for everyone, male, female, going through a divorce. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'll take your calls right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thanks, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And divorce, you would not believe. I was shocked at this number. 2 million people getting divorced in the U.S. every year. Of course, you know, half that's in Hollywood, but, you know, who's counting? So I have Sarah Armstrong in the studio, The Mom's Guide to a Good Divorce: What to Think Through When Children Are Involved. And since we are short in this break, Sarah, let's go straight to the phone lines and speak with Jane in Atlanta. Jane, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. How can Sarah help you?
Well, I'm just getting started on this journey, unfortunately, and I'm just wondering what advice you might have for somebody who's wanting to keep the best interest of the children first and foremost, but you're also working through the injustice of what's happening in your life and trying not to get bogged down in the nitty-gritty of all that. I'm just wondering what your advice is to cope with that, and also to keep your relationship amicable but not compromise your position going through the negotiation process that's to come.
No, great questions. You know, I think the first thing in terms of approaching the divorce and keeping your kids in mind, one of the approaches we took, and it's not for everyone, but we went through a collaborative divorce, which is actually an entire process that is meant to help a divorcing couple keep their kids in mind. And the team that actually helps you through that is a group of people that have been schooled in a way of going through the divorce that isn't meant to be ugly. And it's meant to have you go through the process with all those decisions being kept very clear on view. So it is a specific approach to divorce versus more the traditional approach. And just to explain it very briefly, you still both have lawyers, but you actually also have coaches that do a lot of the thinking with you of a lot of those decisions about your children before you get into a room with lawyers.
Wow.
Yeah. So they take away a lot of the kind of legal process and say, let's really talk about these decisions. Then you have a child specialist and you have a financial neutral person that looks at all the finances in one view. So in Atlanta, if you're living in Atlanta, there are there are teams that can work this way. And it might sound like a more expensive way. It's actually not, because it's actually a very efficient process. And so if you think you can have conversations with your soon-to-be ex-husband in this type of way, then that might be an approach you'd want to take.
That sounds tremendous. And we'll talk more about that when we come back, Jane. I've never even heard of that. So I'd love to, for you to talk more about it. We're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Thanks for taking us with you. Normally, my show airs on Saturdays, 1 to 3, but we were moved around for the UGA Florida game that didn't go exactly how we had planned it, but that's all right. Next week, right? That's what we always say. And you're listening to Atlanta Living, where we are talking with Sarah Armstrong, the mom's guide to a good divorce. And you're thinking, good divorce, well, how can that be? Well, it's possible. And with baby steps and the help with Sarah Armstrong's book, you can have that. And we are going to give away in just a few minutes the weekend prize pack. But first, we want to talk with Debbie from Swanee. Debbie, you're on WSB. How are you today, sweetheart?
I am delighted to call. I listen to you all the time. Sarah, oh. This is Debbie Dorman. I'm so excited that you're there, and I want to tell you, I want to give this book a plug.
Oh.
I am a financial advisor. I do a tremendous amount of work with women, and I host boot camps for divorcing women to try to help them through this, and I have been recommending this book since I first read it. Sarah had reached out to me. I didn't know Sarah several months ago, and she told me she wrote a book. And I do quite a bit of reading in my field. And when I read this, I said, this is so helpful. This is really helpful because of the things that Sarah puts in here that are not in the typical books on divorce. Most of them all seem the same. It's just different titles, different authors. But some of these incidents or just topics people forget about, and women think differently. We can say, you know, we may be on an equal playing field with men at work, but we think a little bit differently. And anything that you can do to help them at the beginning of the process to think through these things will provide a better result, I believe. So I think it's great. I'm so glad that you're on the show.
Thank you, Debbie.
I think that's great.
Oh, Debbie, thank you for calling in. And the boot camp for divorcing women that you do, how can people get in touch with you?
I can. Can I give an office number? Am I allowed to do that? I don't want to.
Well, is there a website?
Well, if they Google Debbie with an IE Dorman, Dorman, and put Atlanta, a bio will come up, and they can reach out to me that way. We do them January through September with an attorney, private investigator, a therapist, and myself.
Wow.
And we do it. And
you do it for free?
We do it for free within the Fulton County Library System.
Well, you know what? I would like to give back to you for all that you do for women out there who need this service. So I would like to give you the McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack.
Well, thank you for that. And you tell the women to buy this book from Sarah, because I have been telling them at my boot camp about this and telling them where they can get it. And I mention some of these things when I speak. So, Sarah, great job.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much.
Well, okay.
Thank you for support.
All right, Debbie, listen what you're going to get. How about a pair of tickets to see the Mannheim Steamroller on November the 26th at the Fox Theater, and a family four-pack of tickets to see the Atlanta Gladiators home game at the Infinity Energy Arena.
I'm so excited. I'll tell my mother. She'll be thrilled I went out.
That's great. It's the Infinite Energy Arena. So I love the Atlanta Gladiators. I absolutely love seeing them. So I'm going to put you on hold, and okay. Rachel is going to talk to you further about that, okay?
Great job. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the work you do with women. All right, we've got that. Now, there's a big source that I hear from women, a big source of contention I hear from women when your child is going between homes and stuff is going between houses and stuff is going one way clean, coming back dirty, getting lost. They're always packing for something. What do you do?
It's a great question. To give you a little bit of context to that topic, when we were going through a divorce, we were meeting with our child specialist through the process, and he looked at me and he said, Sarah, do you travel? And I said, yes, I travel internationally for my job. And he looked at my ex-husband and he said, do you travel? And he said, I travel domestically. And he said, well, Grace is about to become a professional traveler, and she's going to travel every week of her life until she's 18 and she goes to college. And I burst into tears.
Yeah.
I burst into tears. And I thought,
because that's not by any choice of her
own. That's not her choice. That's not her choice. And so I burst into tears and I thought to myself, I want to do anything I can and everything we can to keep that dynamic to a minimum. And so what I set as a goal is that she would never have to pack a bag. And what that meant is that to the best of our ability, we would have things at both homes so that she wouldn't have to every week be taking things back and forth between mom and dad's house. Now, of course, that does take some planning and some logistics in terms of what you do decide to put in two homes. But it has really, I think, minimized that impact and that effect for Grace in her life every week. Now, there are obviously special items that you aren't going to have at both homes.
Grace, I was hoping you would get two golf club bags, you know, two things, but
yeah,
I tried.
I know. but so there are times we have to manage the transference of big items between homes, but we do try to keep it where she walks out the door to school with her backpack, and she heads to school, and when her dad comes and picks her up, she leaves with her backpack, and she doesn't have to have another bag that she's just put together. Now, again, I appreciate that not every family can manage that dynamic, but if it is possible for you to do, it will absolutely help your kids in the day-to-day of the transition between these two homes, because they are going to have two homes, right? And so...
Right. And especially get two sets of toiletries.
Exactly. Two sets of underwear. The basics. And, you know, sweatpants, a sweatshirt, jeans. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge full wardrobe, but enough that they aren't feeling like they're packing a bag every time they walk out the door.
Now, what about the communication about little things? I'm going to pick you up at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That should not be going between the child. That should be going between parents.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of our principles, kind of communication principles we set out during our divorce, is that all communication about Grace's life would be between us. And we don't send messages to each other through Grace. So we thankfully, there's texting, there's email, if you need to call each other. So there's lots of ways we communicate with each other these days. And it doesn't necessarily need to be that your children are the vehicles of those messages, because they really have to be responsible for that.
Now, if you have questions for Sarah, please, by all means, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Getting a divorce is rocky ground. This is a total new world. It's scary. It's frightening. You don't want to do anything that alters your child's world in a negative way. And so we have an expert now in the studio, Sarah Armstrong, with her book, The Mom's Guide to a Good Divorce. So if you have questions for her, please give us a call. So the holidays are coming up.
Yes.
So does the child just score double now because mom and dad are divorced? Is this like ka-ching? This is where it's a good thing that my parents are divorced?
Well, it's a great question. I think, again, that's how you have to talk as a couple of how you want to manage your children's lives, even at the level of gift giving. And so we've tried to coordinate where we talk to each other about what we're each going to give Grace and what we actually want to give her jointly. We still give her joint gifts from us, both for her birthday and for Christmas, because we're both her parents and there's things that we feel should come from both of us. So we actually do have a conversation where we try to do that. On the flip side of that, I also think it's important to think with your kids about what they're going to give to their dad for Christmas or for his birthday or for Father's Day, because a lot of times, depending on their age, it may not be something that they can handle on their own. And the hard part in this divorce situation is it's not necessarily the first thing you're wanting to think about or deal with.
Is to buy your ex a gift.
Exactly. But I think it's really important for your children to feel that they're doing what they should within that gift-giving moment.
Right.
And so you have to kind of set aside your emotion in that instance and think about how to help your child to do that. So when Grace was younger, for example, we would take her artwork from school and go to, you know, Sam Flax and get that around the corner here and get it framed. And she could give her dad a piece of her artwork as a gift, for example.
Okay, excellent. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take your calls, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. That's Sarah Armstrong, The Mom's Guide to a Good Divorce. We'll be right back after this.
Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. This is wrapping up our hour with Sarah Armstrong, the author of The Mom's Guide to a Good Divorce, and she dedicated it to her wonderful daughter, Grace, who's sitting in the studio. She said, "The book is dedicated to my daughter, Grace, who is my inspiration to be the best mom possible." And she's a tremendous young lady. Back to the lines we go, 404-872-0750. And Ed in Rayburn Gap, you're on the line. What's your question for Sarah, Ed?
I'm just curious. What was the reaction of Sarah's ex-husband to her writing this book? Would he have endorsed it or looked forward to it?
Question.
I'm just curious how he reacted to the news that this was being published.
It's a great question, Ed. I actually told my ex-husband while I was actually writing the book that I was doing this, and his first question was he
getting royalty?
Yeah, he just asked if he was referenced because I said I reference you, but not by name, and I said I actually talk about Grace in first person about her, and then we talked a little bit more about it. At the end, he said, "Congratulations, that's great." And so I think it's, you know, obviously it's a big decision to write about something so personal, mm-hmm. and I did want him to be aware of it. But he's been very supportive of that, and he understands that what we're trying to do is help families that are going through a very difficult time. And quite honestly, when I refer to him in the book, it's all the positive things we've done together to co-parent Grace, and that's really been the goal.
I guess you would have to look at the book, Ed. It's a tremendous positive book about how to really go through divorce with tremendous grace, actually, and come out on the other side better.
Yeah, and that is really the goal. I mean, I think Belinda had mentioned earlier the design of the book are these bite. I wrote it in bite-sized pieces, so I think
about as much as you can handle.
Take, exactly, when you're going through a divorce, there's so much to think through, and so we wrote it in these small bite-sized pieces that would allow you to take a topic as you needed to and take it and think through it as you needed to.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thanks for the question.
Hope you never need the book, Ed.
Yeah. I'm single.
Okay, good. Woo. Okay, thank you for your call. All right, let's go to our last call, Eileen. Eileen, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
I have a friend who is living with her boyfriend, and they have a two-year-old, and it is not working out with the boyfriend. And so she's not going to need a divorce, but she needs to separate from him. So I was wondering if the book is good in that situation.
It absolutely is, because a lot of the topics that are covered are really just about how you're going to co-parent this child that you have together and all the decisions you need to make. So I do think it could help her think through a lot of the pieces, even though there's elements of divorce that are obviously referenced in the book. There's a lot of the parenting side of co-parenting when you're not living in the same home that I think could be helpful for your friend.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay.
So where do I get it?
UK, great question. You can get it at Barnes & Noble in Buckhead, at Cumberland Parkway, or at Perimeter Mall. Also online at barnesandnoble.com. You can get it on Amazon. Also, I should mention paperback and Nook at Barnes & Noble. You can get it paperback and Kindle on Amazon. And then it's also an iBook. So there's
lots
of different
ways. And you have a book
ways.
Signing.
And I have a book signing. Thank you. Yes, I have a book signing this Thursday at the Barnes & Noble at the Peach at 2900 Peachtree Road from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m.
And so this is a great gift for yourself or anyone that you know is going through. So Sarah Armstrong, thank you so much. The Mom's Guide to a Good Divorce. And there's hope out there, people. It can be good, and do it for your children.
Thank you so much, Belinda, for having me.
Thank you. All right, folks, you've been listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey, Sean Hannity.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.